Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria, high of 28 today, Johannesburg 26, Rustenburg 29. Political parties have declared 40.4 million rand in donations between April and June. It's more than double the previous two quarters. That's according to the Electoral Commission's first quarterly political funding report for 2025-26. The DA dominated with 32.2 million rand. The ANC declared 7.6 million rand from Chancellor House. Meanwhile, watchdog My Vote Counts criticized recent amendments raising disclosure thresholds, warning they undermine transparency ahead of the 2026 local elections. This week, the IEC also announced 34 new political parties, bringing the total to 472. National Director of Public Prosecutions Advocate Shamila Batoy says the prosecution of state capture era crimes will take some time. Despite improving crime conviction rates, the work of the National Prosecuting Authority has been dulled by a lack of convictions in state capture cases. Speaking at a Daily Maverick panel discussion, Batoy says she is making no excuses, but the public needs to understand the complexity of prosecuting these cases.
In these commissions, you could have evidence that are hearsay, but they're not admissible in a criminal case. And we found that witnesses who were willing to come before Zondo Commission are not so willing to testify in a criminal case.
And Eskom has welcomed the sentencing of a supplier by the Middelburg Specialized Commercial Court in Mpumalanga. Jesse Kubeka received a suspended sentence of 12 years for fraud and money laundering. He was also ordered to repay over 2 million rand. The 2020 Tutuka Power Station case involved inflated invoices for containers that failed to meet specifications. And on the international front, Vietnam says it will release nearly 14,000 prisoners, including foreigners, ahead of the country's National Day of Celebrations. The communist nation often announces amnesties before important events and released more than 8,000 prisoners in April, ahead of the 50th anniversary of the fall of Saigon. And finally, police officers in escort in KZN caught using a state vehicle to transport a learner to a matric dance have been removed from duty pending investigation. Last weekend, a group of police officers were seen in a viral video transporting a colleague's child to a matric dance. It's understood the officers were reportedly on duty at the time. I'm Nushera Sudial. Your top story this hour. The Electoral Commission's quarterly political funding report shows political parties declared 40.4 million rand in donations between April and June.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Stars above. Without it, life is a wasted time. Look inside your heart and I look inside mine. Things look so bad everywhere. In this whole world, what is fair? We walk the line and try to see.